Mike van der Elzen, good morning.
Top of the morning.
Top of the morning to you. I am a very big breakfast fan.
Yeah.
I love breakfast.
What's your go-to?
A poached egg on toast with a little bit of salmon on the side.
Delicious.
You know what? Salt and pepper, a touch of Japanese mayonnaise, or kimchi. I like it with kimchi as well.
Yes, yes. That is actually my go-to because we've got chickens. I go fried egg on Vogels with kimchi, and we also make kimchi salt. So it's like double kimchi.
Nice. Ooh, I want some of that.
But then I also mix it up with Weet-Bix, of course.
Of course. Well, you're the ambassador. You have to do that.
I've got to get some Weet-Bix in there now and then, but I don't know. Coming into spring now, you know, we've got a bit of warmth in the air. We've actually had a week where it hasn't rained.
I'm just thinking, have we?
I think we always did. I was sitting there.
You might be right. There was a little few spits yesterday, but it seemed to pass us by.
Yeah. No. It bypassed us out. Yeah. And that's why they call it sunny Mirawai.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
there we go.
Always. But anyway, so Hazel got into the kitchen yesterday because she's got a renewed breakfast calling. So she makes this amazing granola, and she, which is the recipe I want to share today. So it's Hazel's fruit and popcorn because she runs popcorn through the granola. I'm not a fan of it because you add milk and instantly that popcorn just turns to the slippery, slimy, mushy kind of corn.
I was just thinking, actually it would look great and it sounds great, but the reality once that milk goes in, bless her, I love it.
So you can easily leave the popcorn out. So this makes enough for her for like almost 2 weeks. So a family would probably last a week. So it's easy peasy. So preheat your oven to 180 degrees. And then you want to take a large roasting tray, line it with some paper, and then in a large bowl combine half a kilo, so 500 grams of rolled oats, along with a teaspoon of cinnamon, ground cinnamon, a cup of sunflower seeds, a cup of pumpkin seeds, and then about a cup of almonds which have been crushed up. Honestly, they could be macadamia, they could be walnuts, they could be peanuts, they could be cashews. Add those in along with 3/4 cup of desiccated coconut. Give that a good mix together and then pour over the top. I generally mix these together in a pot first. So you've got 5 tablespoons of liquid honey with 3/4 cup of grapeseed oil. It seems like a lot, but the grapeseed oil is what gives it its color at the end, and it is what roasts the rolled oats. So heat in a pot 3/4 cup of grapeseed oil, add in 5 tablespoons of liquid honey, heat it until it's nicely dissolved, pour that well over your dried mix, give it a good mix together, and then just spread out onto your baking tray. Fire that in the oven. It's going to bake for about 10 minutes before you want to pull it out. Give it a good stir. Fire it back in for another 10 to 15 minutes. And what you're looking for is for that mixture to become nice and brown. Once it becomes nice and brown, you'll start to smell it. You'll smell that toastiness coming through. Remove it, take it out of the oven. And then I add in a cup of cranberries. That could be blueberries. And also a cup of raisins. And then right at the end, once it's all done, before you put it into your jar, you put in your popped popcorn.
Please thank Hazel for the recipe, and I hope she won't be offended if I leave the popcorn out.
I'm sure she'll be fine because I pick it out.
In front of her. I love it. Thank you so much, Mike. You enjoy that beautiful day out at Mirawai. Appreciate that.